obesity drugs, the popular ones like Wegovy, come with high price tags and limited insurance coverage, so many people have turned to specialty pharmacies that make cheaper alternatives. Now the battle over who gets to make those drugs is heating up, and many patients are finding themselves stuck. NPR Pharmaceuticals correspondent Sydney Lupkin reports.
Mary Struski of Scottsdale, Arizona, swims every day, but she struggled with her weight since she was 9 years old. In February, she decided to try compounded tirzepatide, the main active ingredient in Eli Lilly's obesity drug Zepbound. The compounded tirzepatide from an Arizona pharmacy was cheaper at a few hundred dollars a month, and her insurance wouldn't cover the brand name, which cost more than $1,000 a month.
I'm down about 50 pounds, continue to be active, and I feel better than I have since I was 30.
Pharmacies can essentially make copies of brand name drugs when those medicines are in short supply. This process, which is different from the production of generic drugs, is called compounding. A couple of months ago, Struski heard her pharmacy might have to stop compounding tirzepatide. The prospect scared her, so she purchased an extra month's supply.
It's a little challenging because I had to double up on the payment piece, but I did it, and I have to keep this going. I don't know how else to describe it.
She's one of several people NPR heard from who are stockpiling the more affordable compounded version out of fear of losing access. In some cases, people told NPR they were buying a year's supply, even at the risk of using the drug past its expiration date.
Under FDA guidance, when a drug shortage is resolved, traditional compounding pharmacies have to stop immediately preparing copies of that FDA-approved drug.
That was Scott Bruner, the CEO of the Alliance for Pharmacy Compounding. Drugs that treat obesity and type 2 diabetes, like Zepbound and Ozempic, have been so popular that their manufacturers have had a hard time keeping up with demand. More than 2 years of shortages have allowed compounding pharmacies to essentially make legal copies of the blockbuster medicines, something they otherwise are forbidden from doing. But now that Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk have invested billions of dollars to ramp up production of the name brand drugs, they're trying to put an end to the compounding. They've told the FDA the shortages are over and that the drugs are actually too hard to compound. Meanwhile, some compounding pharmacists have received cease and desist letters from Eli Lilly. On October 2nd, the FDA took Eli Lilly's Mounjaro and Zepbound off the drug shortage list, but pharmacists still had trouble getting the drugs. Pharmacist Scott Welsh in Arlington, Virginia, thought he would be able to order more of the medicines, but even weeks later, he still couldn't.
There's limited allocations on everything, but they're completely out of Zepbound 15 milligram and 10 milligram, Mounjaro 10 milligram, and Wegovy 0.5 milligram. There's no allocation, zero availability to order any of it.
Now, the most he can order per day is enough for four people if he's lucky, and this kind of experience prompted some of the largest compounders to sue the FDA. So now the agency is reevaluating whether the drug should have come off the shortage list. In the meantime, the agency says it won't go after the compounders continuing to make copies. Lee Rosebush, who chairs the Outsourcing Facilities Association, which represents the biggest compounders, says the agency never asked him or his members how much tirzepatide they were compounding.
You'd think that would be a basic question, because how do you know what the true market is if you haven't even asked how big it is?
As a result, he asks, how would the FDA know if Eli Lilly can really meet the demand? Eli Lilly says the drugs have been available since August and that it will continue to increase supply thanks to its record investments in manufacturing. The FDA is still working on its shortage reevaluation. Beyond the supply issues, Eli Lilly says that not all compounded tirzepatide is safe. Bruner, whose members are licensed, says if compounding pharmacists are following state and federal rules, consumers can be confident in their products.
Compounders have been preparing the drug for the past 2.5 years under FDA guidance. And when you look at adverse events related to the compounded drugs versus the FDA-approved drugs, they are remarkably similar.
People NPR talked with who are taking compounded obesity drugs want listeners to know that they're not dumb or careless. They've done their homework. And they'd be on the brand name drugs if they could afford them. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.